Martin said that read it, did everyone read the chapter and have the friends of the couple thoughts? Sure. Free to see if you're looking, if you guys have said that. First one here, it is good to give thanks to the Lord and sing to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your mercy in the morning and your truth at night. On the harp of instruments with an oath on the lyre, will you make me glad, O Lord, with your work, and I will rejoice greatly in the works of your hands. How magnificent, magnificent are your works, O Lord. Your dark thoughts are exceedingly deep. A man without discernment shall not know these things, and a senseless man shall not understand them. When sinners grow like grass, and all the workers of lawlessness have burning looks, it is so that they may be destroyed unto Hades' pages. But you, O Lord, are most high forever. For behold, your enemies shall perish, and all who work lawlessness shall be scattered abroad. My form shall be exalted like the end. And my old age shall be blessed with rich mercy. My eye looked upon my enemies, and my ears shall hear of the evildoers who rise up against me. The righteousness shall flourish like a palm. He shall be multiplied like a cedar in Lebanon. Those planted in the house of the Lord shall blossom forth in the courts of our God. They shall still be increased in a rich old age, and shall be prospered, so as to proclaim, the Lord my God is upright, and there is no wrong in any. Talking about there, the first couple, few verses there talks about, but it's good to give thanks to the Lord in the morning and in the evening. Throughout the day, continually giving thanks for his mercy, all the thanks that he provides for us, does for us. Just how magnificent are your works, O Lord. Just all the things that he does, whether it's the things that we see in the world here or the spiritual things. The Lord's magnificent. Gives us a little bit of hope here. It seems like the time that we live in, and the sinners grow like grass, and that seems pretty true in the age that we live today. It seems like it's people are just boldly living in their sin, and they're arrogant about it. The Lord says here that the bold your enemy shall perish. All we have to do is just be faithful to the Lord. Try to be a light to the world. Let the Lord deal with each person as he will. What's some of your thoughts that you have here? You want to make this, you should stand up. Do you have a thought? I'll start.
Our
stand up and just say the Bible. Does everybody hear?
Our assignment. Say our assignment.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah.
What he's saying. What I told them was just to be prepared to answer any questions.
Okay.
I mean, if you didn't have any questions for them, that was fine.
Okay.
So they were just to read. So they don't really have a thought prepared.
Okay, they don't have a thought. Just
see if any of them does. Okay. Extra credit if they do.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, I count the six questions. Do you have something, Sharon? What did the Lord say about the when you grow old, in there, it says, all days shall be blessed with fruit and mercy. All right. I'll tell you what, next week, what I want you to look at is some verses about a reverse. For example, a man that has some godly wisdom. He asked God for wisdom or something, he was able to share that showed that he had some godly wisdom. Something about God's wisdom. All right. Well, did older boys have the same deal, or did that have, did you give them?
I think theirs was the thought.
The thought.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Well,
all right.
First few verses there kind of stood out where it said, you know, it is good to give thanks to the Lord and sing to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your mercies in the morning. You know, it's, you know, we should give God thanks for everything that He does for us. He's pretty good to us. Just in my life, I've been very blessed, and you know, it's easy sometimes to take that for granted, even though don't deserve a lot of it. We should just be more mindful of that and just give Him thanks for everything that He does. It's pretty important.
The verse stuck out to me was verse 2, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. And the way to look at that is morning time as being easy times. You can show His love to people. And then thy faithfulness at night, when hard times come, that you can show that you can still be faithful.
And the verses 14 through 16, those plants in the house of the Lord shall blossom forth in the courts of our God. They shall still be increased in a rich old age, and shall be prospering, so as to proclaim the Lord my God is upright, and there is no wrongdoing in it. So if we just... That kind of stuck out to me. Just planted in the house of God. Just, it's kind of neat.
I got verse 16. So to proclaim the Lord my God is upright, and there is no wrongdoing in Him. I just thought that was verse 16.
Verse that stood out to me is, I will greatly rejoice in the works of your hands. Verse 5. How magnificent are your works, O Lord. Your thoughts are exceedingly deep. Then verse 7. A man without discernment shall not know these things. And I just, in my own life, I kind of thought of it like, how sometimes we're too wrapped up in our own greatness that we don't see God's or our elders' greatness to appreciate and learn from them.
Verses 9 and 10 stuck out to me. For you, O Lord, are most high forever, and behold, your enemies shall perish, and all who work lawlessness shall be scattered abroad. That's just, that verse helps give us courage.
So, I had verse 8 through 10. When sinners grow like grass, and all the workers of lawlessness have arrogant looks, it is so that they may be destroyed unto ages of ages. But you, O Lord, are most high forever. For behold, your enemies shall perish, and all who work lawlessness shall be scattered abroad. And then the grass grows just all over the field, and then grows up, and there's a lot of it, and then in the fall it gets destroyed.
I thought about sinners grow like grass for a short time and then they fade away. But the righteous flourish like cedars of Lebanon and then flourish like palm trees and for
16 where it talks about the Lord is, he has no wrongdoing. Just stuff that is kind of a good example to follow.
All right, verse 5. O Lord, how great are thy words and how thoughts, and thy thoughts are very deep. Lord's thoughts are deep enough we can't understand them at all.
All right, the older boys, I want you to, next week, find somebody in the Bible, Old Testament or New Testament, that the Lord had given, shared some discernment, giving some type of understanding about something, and just share what you found and what that was that the Lord gave that man.